Hello, everybody. This is Joe Anybody here with podcast number 9, recorded on Saturday, March 6th, 2010. I'm going to read a letter that Cindy Sheehan wrote to President Obama on February 23rd, 2010. And it's in regards to the camp and the protest going on in Washington, D.C., that I'm going to here in about 10 days. Dear President Obama, a contingent of peace groups and activists will be setting up a peace camp across the street from your house on the lawn on the Washington Monument called Camp Out Now. After over one year of your presidency is becoming crystal clear to even many of those who supported you that your foreign policy is as much a disaster as was George Bush's. On Sunday, 33 civilians were killed in a bombing raid on a caravan in Afghanistan, and no matter how many times you or your generals say, sorry, innocent civilians will always be killed in these insane wars of profit and occupation, since by your regime's own admission, civilian slaughter can't be avoided, these wars must come to an immediate end. It is also quite tragic that your war in Afghanistan has victimized more of our troops than when Bush was president, and more of our returning vets are committed suicide, with most of their needs still going unmet. For all intent and purposes, Mr. Obama, you have had a blank check from the U.S. anti-war movement since you were elected. Certainly being awarded the Nobel Peace Prize gave these wars some international legitimacy, but those days of your free pass to carry out and magnify the Bush's regime's crimes against humanity are over. Even though there have been those of us in the anti-war movement who never dropped the ball or passed it to the Democratic Party, many of the ones who are supporting you were also starting to wake into the harsh reality that you are only keeping your campaign promises, and they don't like that. Mr. Obama, your anti-war base is an awakening giant that you will have to deal with in this election year. People are fleeing your party with the same regulatory that they fled the other parties when Bush was president. This waking giant is also realizing that with a Democratic majority everywhere, your failure in proceeding with a progressive agenda is absolute. Every time you are contemplating sending more troops to Afghanistan, you have countless meetings with what you've called your war council. The very name implies a foregone conclusion that you will send more troops and that others, more rational, more humane, and more peaceful solutions are never even considered. In 2005, I asked for a meeting with President Bush that was never granted, and as you know, Camp Casey and Crawford became the spark that lit a prairie fire of anti-war sentiment that swept you and your cohorts into the Democratic Party back into power, and now we are coming to collect the spoils of that victory, which is not more war, but more peace. You Democrats owe much of your anti-war base, and we will not be quiet nor be ignored, as we were in the previous administration. It's time for you to pay the peace piper, Mr. Obama. Our demands are profound yet simple for you to perform. Troops out of Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, where 3 soldiers were just killed. No more drone bombings anywhere. Close the permanent bases and torture prisons, and bring the mercenary soldiers home too. We will not be closing up camp or the movement until positive progress in the direction of peace is noted. The first week of camp, March 17th, we will be asking for a meeting with you to discuss setting up a peace council that you will regularly meet with, that will have a seat at the table when decisions that will kill, maim, or displace or harm our troops or civilians in any way are being discussed. We also demand that this peace council may be comprised of grassroots members of the peace movement and not rubber-stamped status quo worshippers or any other peace prize laureates like Henry Kissinger, who already reportedly has your ear. If you do not meet the representatives from Camp Out Now, we will be a thorn in the side of the war machine, and we will not go away without a struggle. If you do not meet with us or agree to a peace council, we will If you do meet with us and agree to a peace council, we will pack up our tents, but we will still be a thorn in the side of the war machine until peace is finally achieved. The only difference is that we won't be camped out across the street from your home. During your campaign, you have often quoted Roosevelt as saying that if the voices wanted him to do the right thing, they would have to make him. Well, Mr. Obama, we are the bosses of you, not your corporate masters, and we will be in D.C. to make you do the right thing. I can be reached at any time through my email at cindy@peaceoftheaction.org. In struggle until there is final peace.